Megillah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Megillah Bavli, Daf Chof Vov. We begin Yerushalmi at the beginning of the third perek, which we're going to go back to now, having learned the fourth perek, because that the Yerushalmi has a reversed order. So we're now at the beginning of the third perek on Daf Chof Beis, Amad Beis. Says the Mishnah, B'nei Ha'ir, Shemachu Rechoyva Shal'ir, Leichim V'tamea Beis HaKnesses. If residents of a city sold the street, they would sometimes pray there, such as on fast days, they may buy a Beis HaKnesses with the money. Beis HaKnesses leikim teva, teva leikim nitpachos, nitpachos leikim svarim, svarim leikim teva. Money from the sale of a Beis HaKnesses may be used to buy an Aron Kodesh. Money of an Aron Kodesh may be used to buy cloth to cover svarim. Money of cloth may be used to buy svarim, nevi'im k'suvim. Money of svarim may be used to buy a sefer teva. Aval im machoi teva, lo yikru svarim, svarim lo yikru nitpachos. But if they sold a sefer Torah, they may not buy svarim with the money. If they sold svarim, they may not buy cloths, they may not buy an aron, they may not buy a Beis HaKnesses, and Beis HaKnesses, they may not buy the street. Again, the same applies to the excess money. The Gemara says, Amar b'Yochanan, Rabbi Menachem b'Yosihi, Rabbi Yosi Amar, Rechiv shel Ir, Yesh Kadusha, Shkem Yisim, Sefer Torah, V'Koyen, Boy, Barabin. Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara that our Mishnah is Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yosef, who says that the street of a city has Kadusha because we take the Sefer Torah out of the Beis Knesset and read it in public there. Rabbonon also is like a Helchik Arba Amis, whereas Rabbonon considers the street like a place used haphazardly for prayer when distance is 4 Amis before urinating. Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Ushmu Bachalaf, quoting of Adab Achva, says that one who prays may not spit until he goes 4 amas away. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said similarly, one who spits may not pray until he goes 4 amas. Ani hamis palel yotal mayim as yehalich arba amis. Says, one who prays may not urinate until he goes 4 amos. Similarly, one who urinates may not pray until he goes 4 amos. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, lo yosef dava ad shehalich arba amos, lafilu shar kadei hilich arba amos. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha says, it's not only if he goes 4 amos, but even if he delays the time to go 4 amos, it suffices. Ma'ima ad shehalich arba amos, yehi osa, afani oime, achabar vahitel sham. If you'd say that he's forbidden until he goes 4 amos, I'll say that even if someone else came and urinated there, one must distance before praying. Vayishani shalun Rav Imi, ma'u likach avonim the Beis HaKnesses, zu revnois the Beis HaKnesses acheres. People of Vayishan asked Rav Imi that may one take rocks from this Beis HaKnesses and bowl another one with it. Am alone also, Rav Imi said it's forbidden. Am Rav Chalbayla also, Rav Imi, and Rav Pnei Agos Nefesh. Rav said that Rav Imi forbids only due to grief, because when people see the Beis HaKnesses desolate, they are grieved and inspired to rebuild it. Rabbi Gurion, Ama Mugdaloi, Shalom Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Ma'u Lekach Avonim, Me'ezu, Rilevnois, Be'acheres, Amalin Asa. Rabbi Gurion said the people of Mugdaloi asked Rish Lokish whether or not they may take rocks from Beis HaKnesses in the city and build the Beis HaKnesses in another, bigger city, and he forbade them. Ho Rabbi Imi, Afilib Mizrochel, Ma'arova, Asa Mubnei Churban, Oisei Hamokim. The Imi ruled that even from the east of a Chatzah to west is forbidden due to making that place desolate. Ma'olim Kor Beis HaKnesses, Likach Beis HaMedrash. May one sell a Beis HaKnesses and buy a Beis HaMedrash. This is Yerushalmi ben Levi, Omar Shari. Yerushalmi ben Levi's words, we find that it's permitted. Amar Yerushalmi ben Levi, Va Yisroif Es Beis Hashem, Ze Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaMelech, Ze Paltin, Shimon Levi says that the phrase in Malachim Beis Perek Chafei Pasuk Tes, and he burnt the house of God, this refers to the Beis HaMikdash, and the house of the king, this refers to Zikiyahu's palace, and all the houses of Yerushalayim, these are the 480 shuls that were in Yerushalayim, together with the Beis HaMikdash. This is the gematria of Malesi in the Pasuk Malesi Mishmat. Dav Rav Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Hoshea, Abba Meyos Hishmoinim Bati Knesiyos Hayu Yerushalayim, V'chal Achas V'achas Hayala Beis Sefer, or Beis Talmud, Beis Sefer Lemikra, or Beis Talmud Lemishna, V'kulhem Ola Aspasionis. Pinchas, quoting Hoshe, said there were 480 shuls in Yerushalayim, and each had a Beis Sefer and a Beis Talmud, a Beis Sefer for teaching Tanakh and a Beis Talmud for teaching Mishnah, and Aspasionis destroyed all of them. There's Kol Beis HaGodol, Sarach Be'esh, the Midrash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shomayim Masnin, Guloisav, Lekodesh Baruch Hu, Gagain, Safon Ali, Eskol HaGadolot Hashem Asa Elisha. And the phrase, and all of this great house was burnt in fire, that's referring to the Beis Medrash of Yochanan ben Zakkai. They taught the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, because we find that Gadol refers to wonders, because as it says, please tell over to me all of the great things that Elisha did. This connotes that a Beis Medrash is more Kadosh than a Beis Knesset, since it's called Gadol. Nachman, quoting Yochanan, said that our Mishnah discusses an individual's Beis HaKnesses. It's forbidden to sell a Beis HaKnesses of a rabbin. I say that perhaps someone at the end of the world owns a share in it. He means he donated towards it and he would not agree to the sale. Atani Masa, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Sadduk, Filaka with the Knesset, Shilech Alexandrium, Vasa Basochov. The Gemara asked that a case occurred in which Rabbi Eliezer Bar Sadduk bought the Beis HaKnesses of Alexandrium in Yerushalayim and used it for his needs. Alexandrium also Isa Mishalatzman. The answer is the Alexandrium made it by themselves. No outsiders contributed to it and therefore they were able to sell it. Akadoin, Kisha, Bonai Leshem Beis HaKnesses, Bonai Leshem Chotza, Vehigdi Shemahu. Our Mishnah is when it was built for the sake of a Beis Knesses. If it was built for the sake of a Chotzer and he was Mangtashit, what's the law? Shemim and Ador, Koinem lebeis hazeh, she'ini nechnas, v'nas a Beis Knesses, ador b'naya l'shem Chotzer, v'gdisha, kadsha. The answers we learn from the following Mishnah, if one said, Koinem means it's forbidden to me like a korban, this house, that I won't enter it, and it became a Beis Knesses, this teaches that if it was built for the sake of a Chotzer and he was Mangtashit, it's Kaddish, like any Beis Knesses, it's no longer called the Chotzer. Emasai Kadosh Miyad B'Shasa Tashmish. When is it Kadosh? Immediately, or when he uses it. Shminim and Ador, Ha'isa Teva L'Shem Sefer, Ha'mit Pachois L'Shem Sefer, Ashul Nishtamish Bahen HaSefer, Mutu Nishtamish Bahen Hedjut, Mishu Nishtamish Bahen HaSefer, Asa Nishtamish Bahen Hedjut. The answers we learn from the following. If one makes an Oren for the sake of a Sefer, or cloth for the sake of covering a Sefer, before the Sefer used them, a person may use them, but after Sefer uses them, a person may not use them. Ma imelu shenasu l'shem Sefer in kadoshes ele b'shas atashmish, du shebanu l'shem chotzer l'koshekein. These were made for the Sefer, and they are kadosh only from the time of usage. This that was built for the sake of a chotzer, all the more so. Ele shasar l'shem chulin v'gdishoy ma'hin. If these, elu shasar l'shem chulin v'gdishoy ma'hin, if these, and it means an aron or for a Sefer, were made for the sake of Chulin, and he was makdish them, what's the law? Madad Omar Taman Banaya L'Shem Chotze V'Egdisha Chodsha V'Acha Asal L'Shem Chulin V'Egdisham Kodesh. The answer is, it's like you said there, if one built for the sake of a Chotze, and he was makdish it, if Kodesh was here, if he made it for the sake of Chulin, and he was makdish them, then they are Kodesh. Kishawis Me'im Asayhem Kodeshim Miyadu V'Shas Tashmish. When are Klei Shawis Kodesh to be Kelim V'Besim Megdash? Immediately, or when he uses them? If you say that it's immediate, it's fine. If you say that it's at the time of use, then do they become Kodesh and be Mekadesh, their contents at once? Nicha shel Moshe nishkatshu b'shem Mishra, she said Baram Shleimer ke'echad hem kadoshim miskatshu. It's fine, the Klesharis in the days of Moshe, they became Kodesh through the anointing oil. However, those of Shlomo for the first Beis HaMikdash, did they become Kaddish and Mekaddish at once? The answer is when they entered the land of Eretz Yisrael, they transferred Kodshim from Moshe's Kelim into Shlomo's to be Mekaddish them. If they didn't have Kelim of Moshe when the exiles returned from Bava at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, did they become Kaddish and be Mekaddish at once? The answer is when they ascended from exile, they transferred from Shlomo's Kelim into theirs. If they didn't have Kelim of Shloimo, did they become Kaddish and Mekaddish at once? Avonim shechasfa l'shem meis, asuris ba'anoya l'shem chai, v'l'shem meis, mutoris ba'anoya. Rocks that were quarried for the sake of a meis, a dead body or asa, to gain benefit. If they were quarried for the sake of a living, live person after he will die, and a meis, one may benefit from them. Avirik kli l'shem mitosei, shom meis, l'sech da'ad amas sheloi, asa ba'anoya, chusa da'ad amas, muta ba'anoya. One throws a kli in front of the bier of a mace. If it landed within 4 amos of it, it's asa to gain benefit from it now. Outside of 4 amos, one may gain benefit from it.